if you thought yesterday, if I thought yesterday's deal was big, you ought to see this one. Ben, there's a lot of you out here.
Charlie, which meal did you say you're eating?
It's breakfast. Day 7 delay.
Okay. Now, we're just trying to put a little weight on you.
Day 6 will be tonight.
I can just sit here and talk a few words about Traverse today if you like. I haven't really organized the my notes on it, so it may ramble a little bit, but I've gotten a briefing by the planning team. Well, it looks like an interesting plan here. Traverse is almost, well, it's exactly like normal EVA 2. From Ken's words, he can see definite benches in Stone Mountain and thinks that you'll probably have a pretty good chance of identifying them. He can see layers in South Ray, which makes the rays at Station 8 a whole lot more interesting than we'd even anticipated. So right now, we'd like you to do a normal 4, 5, and 6. The main thing identifying 6 is being on the slope part of the bottom of the slope of the lowest bench, Station 5 being on top of the first bench, and Station 4 being on top of the second bench, in fact, maybe even a little above. Right now, we're thinking that we won't have you aim for Crown, because Crown is probably a little bit more subdued than we'd like, and it's probably not worth the effort to get to. The Cinco D&E is, as we talked about before, probably be Station 4, probably be a good place. At the end of Station 5, we may have you do an LPM. I'll update this all real time, so I'm just talking about what we'll probably do here. And Station 7, we're going to eliminate. And save the time back, take the whole time and put it at Station 10, so you'll be able to do that LEM area sampling you asked for. We think that sounds great. As you drive from 6 to 8, we're more interested now that you get some pictures of Stubby as you go along, or that area, because we don't have Station 7. So we'll ask you to turn your DAC over that way as you're driving. A DAC pointed down, some probably wouldn't see much anyway in that zero phase.
Okay, Johnny, I think you'll be able to come up on the stone there. It looks like to me you're going to be able to see right into South Ray and right into Stubby and all of the craters. The general topography here is a downslope from North Ray, at least from the ridge to our immediate right, all the way down to South Ray. And with the lowest part really being maybe south of Survey Ridge. Over.
Okay, right. And we could see, or I think I could see the bright area of South Ray on the TV pen. It really stands out down there. But our really exciting station looks like it may be Station 8. And we're really going to encourage you to scout around and see if you can get the samples of the different layers that we see
like
in South Ray.
The base of Stone Mountain is really topographically lower than where we are right now.
Okay. And also on Station 9, it may turn out to be difficult to find a pristine area. We'll let you scout around a little bit and pick your own Station 9 or whatever looks like isn't ray material. And on the location of Station 10, we'd like you to put it just about where you said it might go as you were driving back yesterday. It sounds like the contact between the ray and the non-raid material is just west of you there, and we'd like to run the penetrometer array along the contact, but in the ray material. That is, the penetrometer array would now go in a northeast-southwest direction, and the double core would be something like 50 meters to the southwest of the deep core. I may correct that a second here. Hold on. Correct that. The double core will be about 50 meters towards the limb, but along the contact will be about 50 meters closer to the limb than the deep drill. And at station 10, since you'll have longer sampling time, we'd like you to sample on both sides of the ray. In other words, in the ray, along the line between the deep drill core and the limb, and off the ray to the west. Say again, John. Okay, we've got a plan here at the end of the EVA to move it back. Do you think it'll stay out of the sun until then? Go ahead. We sure did there, Charlie. You copy us?
Ron, this is Honeysuckle. We have a comm outage with Houston at this time. Stand by one, please.
Okay, honey.
Well,
nice to talk to you. How y'all doing down here?
We're doing great. Nice to talk to you.
Right. Sounds good.
Roger that. We'll be pretty short. We're just getting some lines we can fix here.
Quality on this.
I still can't copy you, I'm sorry about this, the quality is very poor.